Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've decided to do a little deal where we pick the best role of a particular actor or actress. People seem to like it a little bit. We put our four up on Twitter, and you guys vote. Today, we're going with one Matt Damon, and I got to be honest, I haven't seen a great number of his movies, so my list might be pretty damn obvious. Here we go. Here's my four. Will Hunting from Good Will Hunting.
That's on my list.
Mike McDermott from Rounders.
On my list.
Jason Bourne, obviously, the Bourne series.
On my list.
And the from The Departed, he was Colin. He was great in The Departed, I thought.
Oh, you missed the one that I have right at the top.
Oh, this
you
is
missed the one I have right at the top.
Right.
Everybody loves Will Hunting. Everybody loves Jason Bourne. But to me, Matt Damon's best role, Mark Watney, The Martian.
I didn't see it, so that's why. But I know. But The Martian was like in one of the Golden Globes, and one of them was like, it's a comedy. I said, how is this a comedy?
It's not a comedy. It's a terrific movie. And look, why I like Damon's role the most in that, he carries that movie. He's right. In about 85% of right. that movie, and he carries it, and it works because of his performance. To me, Mark Watney is easily Matt Damon's best role. There's another role he's good in, too, that almost made the list. Edward Wilson in The Good Shepherd, which is a movie about the founding of the CIA. Again, a movie where Matt Damon does a lot of heavy lifting. He's really, really good in that, and it was directed by Robert De Niro. So a couple of really good performances by Matt Damon.
So your four are what? Good Will Hunting?
Good Will Hunting, yeah. Jason Bourne, mm-hmm. Mark Watney, Edward Wilson.
So Rounders is out. And
Rounders
the
is
out.
Okay. I like Wilson a little bit better. I like The Good Shepherd a little bit better than I did Rounders.
All right. Mm-hmm. There we go, Tony. Thank you. I know
you got it.
To go and do your little update for
yes.
WWJ.
Yes. He might be the tiebreaker.
You never know.
We needed that.
All right. John.
Well, I've got a couple that are similar. Jason Bourne, Will Hunting. I love the Bourne movies. And anytime you have a movie that has the character in the name, and we did this with Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford, and the fact that it wasn't just good for one, but then you have the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Ultimatum, Bourne Supremacy. Those are such fun movies to watch. So that's actually at the top of my list. Will from Good Will Hunting, an iconic movie.
Yes.
And one that everybody will refer to. And then the two that you guys didn't mention, and again, this is because I like these movies, and I liked his role in these movies. I'm going to go with Private Ryan.
Yeah.
I figured Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job in that. And it just, that movie is obviously, we talked about it with Tom Hanks. And his role in that movie, and it just, but it, you got a great actor, you got a great role. And the other one, which I'm sure not a lot of people will talk about, and I know that there's one that Greg is, he was hoping that Tony didn't say, and now I'm concerned that he's going to have comments on this one, and it's True Grit, LaBeouf.
Okay.
And part of that is because I liked the first one with John Wayne. Now, Jeff Bridges is no John Wayne, but Jeff Bridges, I thought, did a great job. But I do think that Matt Damon was a much better LaBeouf than Glenn Campbell was in the original. He just kind of annoyed me.
All right. Gov, I know where one of yours is going to be, definitely, I assume.
Yeah, well, we'll go with, I think the two obvious that are going to make this are Will Hunting and Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Bourne's like Ethan Hunt was for Tom Cruise when
yes,
we did him.
Yeah, yes.
Will Hunting, I think you have to include him. He was great in it, although I do think Robin Williams had the best performance in that movie.
Oh, sure.
My personal favorite is Mike McDermott. Yep. I think Rounders is a great guy movie.
Yes, it is.
And I think for our audience, he fits this more than maybe some other roles. And I'm with you, Stoney. All four. Colin Sullivan.
Yes.
When he played the bad guy. Oh. What a weasel rat.
Oh, my God.
When he killed the guy that helped him get away. Right, I was blown away when that happened.
All those guys were great in that movie.
Yeah, and that's the one, maybe the downside on the, picking that one. But you know, that movie won best picture. When I went and saw it in the theater with the opening day, and I left thinking that deserves to be in the best picture, you know, conversation.
You're like me. I love those type of movies. I love the subject line and. It's great. I love the music, the Dropkick Murphys and all that stuff.
Yeah. I thought a couple definitely honorable mentions. Private Ryan, you can't go wrong there. I love Ford versus Ferrari. I thought the Carroll Shelby role was fantastic.
Yes. He was great in that movie.
And there was a lot of acting involved with his role, you know, accent and things like that. Linus from the Ocean's movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, really good, especially the scene in where his nose was all deformed or whatever. Which one was that? Wasn't that 13?
I think so.
Yeah. And the way up high on top of that building. And just one more honorable mention is Rudy Baylor in The Rainmaker, and that was early in his career. That's a great film. He was really good in it.
Didn't see that one. But
I did not either.
It's about a... guy had cancer and the healthcare was trying to block some of his, you know, money and stuff like that. That's kind of the vague thing. And he was the lawyer with Danny DeVito.
Oh, all right, Greg.
Well, with all due respect to actor Loki in Thor Ragnarok, which is actually ironic because he does play Loki in Dogma.
That was an underrated movie, Dogma, by the way.
Yes. Here are my four. I will go with Jason Bourne, Will Hunting, Linus Caldwell from the Ocean's movie. And off the board here, I'll go with the NASA astronaut man from Interstellar.
I knew you were going to go there.
A surprise role with a great villainous turn during his appearance.
I hated that movie.
I loved it. I think it's great.
Never saw it.
Okay, so we obviously...
Stoney, I can feel that anger.
Yeah, that was a little bit more than I thought we were going to get out of this.
Will Hunting and obviously Jason Bourne are
locks.
So are we Rounders and The Departed? Do we get enough in there or no?
Yeah, that looks like it's what
I think
is.
So, yeah. That was
yes.
Tony Kim, yeah, you picked all four.
So did Gov.
Yeah. Well done.
McDermott's a lock? He only got two.
Yeah, I know. Nobody else. Okay. McDermott and Conks.
Everybody else had
the
one.
The Departed only had two. Everybody else only had one.
Mm-hmm. So that's our four. Well done.
Thank you. You know what's going to get some hate here?
What's that?
Because there's a lot of love for this movie out there. Tom Ripley from The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes, that was a good movie.
That'll probably be one of the think comments. That and Private Ryan will be the two on Twitter.
I'm sure.
How
Private
can you guys
Ryan,
not
yeah.
include him?
Uh-huh. That'll be definitely get a lot of love on Twitter.
Look, Saving Private Ryan was a marvelous, marvelous movie. There's no doubt about it. But just because of my personal taste and yours too, I mean, Rounders, I was late to the party on, but it was, I mean, come on, it's gambling, it's all that great crap. And The Departed is just, I love those gangster movies. And that was a modern day movie, you know?
Whitey I think Bulger. The great thing about Rounders too is, you know what? He went for it.
Yeah.
And he was. And the whole, the final, game with Teddy KGB, it's just great stuff.
It was a terrific movie. All right, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number and the text. Obviously, you can go on our Twitter page momentarily, Stoney and Jansen with Heather, and vote for your favorite Matt Damon character, which will be either Will Hunting, Jason Bourne, Mike McDermott from Rounders, and Colin Sullivan from The Departed. The Departed. Yes. Boston. Nicholson was great in that movie, too.
Yeah, I've only seen little clips of that one because there's a guy in there that I struggle with.
Who?
The Departed?
Yeah, I know it.
Leonardo.
Oh. I think there might be another, too. I don't see you being much of an Alec Baldwin fan.
He his roles, I think he fits extremely well.
Yeah, he does. Like, even like, personally, I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, but, personally, I mean, I don't really care. But I think like, as an actor,
right? Exactly.
I think he does a really good job.
Like, I know I've said this 8,000 times. His Glengarry Glen Ross, the one scene where he's only in it for like 5 minutes, is one of the greatest one scene performances ever. Where a guy's only in the movie for one scene.
Yes.
Coffee is for closers. I mean, he does that the whole deal. It's great.
Yeah.
See, I like him as Jack Ryan. In The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, you liked him better than...
Yeah. And I like Harrison Ford a lot. Yeah. I just liked him better.
Yeah, he's a terrific...
You're taking Baldwin over Harrison Ford?
I like the way he played the character.
Wow.
John has issues.
I think Harrison Ford's a better actor. I'm just saying in the one situation. Like, Alec Baldwin could not play Han Solo, okay?
No. Yes, so we would have only had one Star Wars movie.
Bob Alec Baldwin probably thinks he could, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, no question.
Pompous ass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.